Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memorai Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Gittin, Daf Samach Vav, the sixth Perek HaOmer. The Zikhu Masechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the details we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Mishaya Mushal Chabor, someone was thrown in a pit. Va'amar kol shamei es kolo yichtov get li'ishto, and said, whoever hears my voice shall write a get for my wife. Hayol yichtov v'yitnu, those who hear me write and give a get to her. But let us suspect that it's a demon and not the husband. It answers, the cases where they saw a human form. The Gemara said demons may also appear in human form, and ultimately answers, where they saw the shadow of a shadow, meaning the lighter and longer the two shadows cast when the sun is low, because although demons have a shadow, they do not have a shadow of a shadow. The Gemara still asks, but perhaps it's a co-wife impersonating the husband to trick her into thinking she's divorced. A Bryson Rabbi Shmuel's Academy taught Vishasa Sakana. In a time of danger such as this case, Kosvin Nosin Afu Bishain Makirin, we write and give a get even if we cannot identify the husband with certainty. Point number two, the Mishnah states, Amru L'shnayim T'nu Get L'Ishti. One who says to two people, write a get for my wife, Ola Shlosha Kisu Get V'T'nu L'Ishti. Or he said to three people, write and give a get to my wife. Hari El Yichtu V'Yitnu. These people must write and give it themselves and may not appoint others in their place. Two reasons are given on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph why two people cannot appoint another shliach, either because the husband is ashamed that more people will know of his inability to write the get himself, or because such a shliach cannot appoint another shliach. In the second case, although there are three people, they must write themselves because he explicitly told them. If he told three people, give a get to my wife, Rabbi Meir holds Hari El Yomu L'Akhirim Yichtuvu. These people can tell others to write it, Mipnei Sha'asim Basin, because he designated them as a basin who is able to appoint other shluchim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that even if one told the Beis and the Gadol in Yishalayim, give a get to my wife, they would not be able to appoint others and would even have to learn how to write in order to give it themselves. And point number three, the Academy Rav sent an inquiry to Shmuel, Yamdenu Rabbeinu, let our master teach us. Amar Shnayim Kisu Utnu Get L'Ishti. One said to two people, write and give a get to my wife. V'amu L'Sofer V'Kosov, and they told a scribe, and he wrote it. V'chasmuhen Mahu. But they signed it themselves. What is the halacha? Shmuel sent his answer, Teitzei, she must leave her second husband, meaning the get's validity cannot be relied upon. But the matter requires further study. The Gemara analyzes Shmuel's uncertainty. It could not have been if mere words, can be transferred from one shliach to another, because Shmuel said the halakha falls Rabbi Yossi holds, words cannot be transferred. Rather, his question was about the husband's instruction to write, Iksav yadan, iksav a get, if it means only writing their signatures, but anyone can write the get, or did it mean the writing of the get as well? Our Mishnah, which says the shulchan must write the get, could similarly refer to the writing or signing. Although Shmuel generally holds that mile cannot be transferred to a second shaliach, he holds that if they were only instructed to sign the get, iksav a get nasika omer imru, then regarding the writing of the get, it's as if he told them, tell another person to write it. Although the Gemara will ultimately conclude that Rav Yossi argues even regarding Omer Imru, where he tells them, tell others to write it, Shmuel himself holds it's valid. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Mishaya Mushal Chabor, someone who was thrown in a pit, Vamar Kol Shamei Es Kol Yichtov Get L'Ishto, and said, whoever hears my voice should write a get for my wife, Hariel Yichtov V'Yitnu, those who hear may write and give a get to her. The Gemara asks, "Valechu shemeshedhu," but let us suspect that it's a demon and not the husband. It answers, "Kesharu l'dumus adam," the cases where they saw a human form. The Gemara asks that demons may also appear in human form, and ultimately answers, "The chazulei bavua de bavua," where they saw the shadow of a shadow, meaning the lighter and longer the two shadows cast when the sun is low, because although demons have a shadow, they do not have a shadow of a shadow. The Gemara still asks, "Vadil matzarhi," but perhaps it's a co-wife impersonating the husband to trick her into thinking she's divorced. A Bryson Rabbi Shmuel's Academy taught Vishasa Sakana. In a time of danger such as this case, Kosvin Nosin Afu Bishain Makirin, we write and give a get even if we cannot identify the husband with certainty. Point number two, the Mishnah states, Amru L'shnayim T'nu Get L'Ishti. One who says to two people, write a get for my wife, Ola Shlosha Kisu Get V'T'nu L'Ishti. Or he said to three people, write and give a get to my wife. Hari El Yichtu V'Yitnu. These people must write and give it themselves and may not appoint others in their place. Two reasons are given on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph why two people cannot appoint another shliach, either because the husband is ashamed that more people will know of his inability to write the get himself, or because such a shliach cannot appoint another shliach. In the second case, although there are three people, they must write themselves because he explicitly told them. If he told three people, give a get to my wife, Rabbi Meir holds Hari El Yomu L'Akhirim Yichtuvu. These people can tell others to write it, Mipnei Sha'asim Basin, because he designated them as a basin who is able to appoint other shluchim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that even if one told the Beis and the Gadol in Yishalayim, give a get to my wife, they would not be able to point others and would even have to learn how to write in order to give it themselves. And point number three, the Academy Rav sent an inquiry to Shmuel. Yamdenu Rabbeinu, let our master teach us. Amar Shnayim Kisu Utnu Get LeIshtei. One said to two people, write and give a get to my wife. V'amar Lesofer V'Kasav. And they told a scribe, and he wrote it. V'chasmuhen Mahu. But they signed it themselves. What is the halacha? Shmuel sent his answer, Teitzei, she must leave her second husband, meaning the get's validity cannot be relied upon. But the matter requires further study. The Gemara analyzes Shmuel's uncertainty. It could not have been if mere words, can be transferred from one shaliach to another, because Shmuel said the halakha follows Rabbi Yossi holds, words cannot be transferred. Rather, his question was about the husband's instruction to write, iksav yadan, iksav a get, if it means only writing their signatures, but anyone can write the get, or did it mean the writing of the get as well? Our mission, which says the shulchan must write the get, could similarly refer to the writing or signing. Although Shmuel generally holds that mile cannot be transferred to a second shaliach, he holds that if they were only instructed to sign the get, ksav a get nasika omer imru, then regarding the writing of the get, it's as if he told them, tell another person to write it. Although the Gemara will ultimately conclude that Rav Yossi argues even regarding Omer Imru, where he tells them, tell others to write it, Shmuel himself holds it's valid. All right, so now we got our Simmer Daf Samech Vav, and our standard Simmer relates to sewing, and we use a tailor in the Simmer Tailor, so here goes. The two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call out from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form. While they were on their way to write and give a get themselves on behalf of the man who told them, Tnu get li ishti, debated whether two men who were told, Kisvu utnu get li ishti, can ask a sofer to write the get, and they sign it. Once again, in slow motion. The two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor. Tailor? That must be Moran Daf Samach Vav. The two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call out from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishaya Mushal Chabor, someone was thrown in a pit and said, whoever hears my voice should write a get for my wife. Those who hear may write and give a get to her. The Gemara says that there was no concern that this was in fact a shade, a demon, nor a tsar trying to trick the wife, for it was a time of sakana. So the two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call out from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form, while they were on their way to write and give a get themselves on behalf of the man who told them, Tnu get li ishti, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Amar l'shnayim Tnu get li ishti, one who says to two people, write a get for my wife, or to three people, write and give a get to my wife, these people must write and give it themselves and may not appoint others in their place. So the two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call out from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form. While they were on their way to write and give a get themselves on behalf of the man who told them, Tnu get li ishti, debated whether two men who were told, Kisvu utnu get li ishti, can ask a sofer to write the get, and they sign it. Which reminds us, the Academy Rav sent an inquiry to Shmuel. Yalamdeinu Rabbeinu, let our master teach us. If one said to two people, write and give a get to my wife, and they told the sofer and he wrote it, but they signed it themselves, what is the halacha? Shmuel sent his answer, Teitzei, she must leave her second husband, meaning the get's validity cannot be relied upon. But the matter requires further study. The Gemara analyzes Shmuel's uncertainty. So once again, the two men wearing green sweaters who heard the voice of a tailor call out from a pit, give a get to my wife, and saw a human form. While they were on their way to write and give a get themselves on behalf of the man who told them, Tnu get li ishti, debated whether two men who were told, Kisvu utnu get li ishti, can ask a sofer to write the get, and they sign it. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Samach Beis. So the Simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The Jewish submarine admiral, that must be more in Daf Samach Beis. The Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, which reminds us, Rav was quoted to say, in kofen shalom le'ovid kochavim, one may not give a double greeting of shalom to an idolater because once is sufficient for purposes of harmony. Rav Huna and Rav Chis were once sitting together and Geneva approached him and said, shalom aleichem malche, shalom aleichem malche, shalom to you kings, shalom to you kings. They asked him for a source for calling rabbis kings and he answered with a pasuk, b'malachim yimlochu, through me, referring to the Torah, kings reign. So, the Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock and shalom to kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, which reminds us, if a woman tells someone, he's gabli giti, accept my get for me, if the husband wishes to retract after giving the get to the shliach, he may not retract because he's a shliach of Kabbalah, and the get is effective when he receives it. The husband can avoid this by saying, I don't want you to accept it for her, rather, bring it and give it to her, allowing the shliach to only act as a a shaliach halacha on his behalf. So the Jewish submarine admiral who said shalom once to the idolater on the dock, and shalom to you kings, to two rabbis, accepted a get on behalf of a wife, making it impossible for the husband to retract, and was ready to disembark after a man acting as a shaliach kabbalah and a woman acting as a shaliach halacha boarded the submarine. Which reminds us, the Gemara clarifies that a man can act as a shaliach kabbalah, even though it's typically the wife who accepts her get, and a woman can act as a shaliach halacha, even though it's the husband who gives the get. Dav Samech Gimel. So the similar Dav Samech Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The shliach for the green Segway get pickup service Segway. That must be more in Dav Samech Gimel. The shliach for the green Segway get pickup service called Holech Kazichi, which reminds us we have a machlokas of Holech Kazichi, whether saying bring it to her is the equivalent of saying acquire it for her. So the shliach for the green Segway get pickup service called Holech Kazichi refused to accept the get from the husband's shliach, which reminds us Rav says a woman cannot make a shliach to accept her get from her husband's shliach. Rabbi Chanina says she can. Two reasons are given for Rav's position. Number one, Mishum Bezayin the Baal, because of the husband's disgrace, he may take offense at her apparent refusal to accept the get herself and void the shlichas of delivery. And number two, Mishum Chatzera HaBaal Achmeken, because of the case of her courier which comes to her possession after the get was placed there. Such a get is invalid because the husband didn't place it in her hand or her courtyard. So the shliach for the green Segway get pickup service called Holech Kazichi refused to accept a get from the husband's shliach and waited patiently for two witnesses who wrote a get improperly to finish writing a second one, which reminds us. The Gemara relates a story in which witnesses who were instructed to write a get wrote the wife's name incorrectly, invalidating the get. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa maintained that they could not write a second get, quoting from Rav, Asu Edim Shlichusan. The witnesses completed the shlichas, albeit improperly, and are no longer shluchim. Rabba objected. Did he tell them write a pottery shard and give it to her? He instructed them to write a valid get, not a worthless one, and they didn't yet complete their task. Dav Samach Dalad. So the simmer Dav Samach Dalad is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more in Dav Samach Dalad. So it's secret. The secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who was believed. The husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce. Which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokas, who is believed in a case where a husband says he gave a get to a third party as a deposit to watch, but the third party says it was given to him for divorce as the wife's shliach l'kabbalah. So the secret agent with the dark green shades to determine who is believed. The husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune, and he, the third party, and the wife said it was given for divorce, but she lost it, and no one was believed. Which reminds us, if the husband and the third party say the get was given to the third party for divorce, and the wife says she received the get and lost it, Rabbi Yochanan says that no one is believed. The Gemara explains why. So the secret agent with the dark green shades trying to determine who was believed, the husband who said he gave the get to a third party for a deposit, or the third party who said it was given to him for divorce, was baffled when the husband changed his tune, and he, the third party, and the wife said it was given divorce, but she lost it, and no one was believed, only to then come across a namarasa accepting a get with her extra hand. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Narha Marasa, a Nara who is an Arusa, she or her father can accept her get. Rabbi Yudah says, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochus Ka'achas, two hands cannot have the ability to acquire at one time. Ela Avi Makabas Gita Bilvad. Rather, only your father can accept her get. The Gemara then explains that the Tanakhama holds, Yada Yasir Tzachi Rachamana, the merciful one granted her an extra hand in allowing both her and her father to accept the get. Daf Samachay, so the Simmer Daf Samachay is Seh, sheep. So here goes. The three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep, that must be Mordav Samachay, Seh. The three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep, which reminds us, Ravitat Gimel Minos Bakatan, there are three categories of miners when it comes to their ability to perform transactions. So the three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell a wife that he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids, which reminds us, the next mission states, Ha'omer ten gets eli ishti b'makom ploni, one who says, give this get to my wife in such and such a place, but nasna b'makom acher pasul, and he gave it to her in another place, it's invalid because he objects to being disgraced elsewhere. If he simply tells the shliach where she is and he gives it to her elsewhere, the get is valid because he was merely identifying her location but doesn't care where it's given. If the wife tells the shliach where to accept her get and he accepts it elsewhere, it's invalid for the same reason. Boazer, however, says it is valid. So the three different aged miners performing transactions while watching green sheep overheard a shliach tell the wife he was told to give her the get specifically in front of these kids after her husband told her, Shalchua shivkua tarchua, send her away, abandon her, banish her, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses which phrases of the husband are instructions to write and deliver a get. A brisa teaches that the phrases shalchua, shivkua, tarchua, send her away, abandon her, and banish her are all adequate instructions for writing and giving a get. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss what is done when two people hear someone in a pit instructing to divorce his wife? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we machok is whether a nar marasa can accept her own get? That's on daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf are two reasons given as to why the wife shaliach cannot be makabel the get from the husband shaliach? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf are we concerned that a mother-in-law might switch spoiled miser food for non-miser food to give to her son-in-law to protect her daughter? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss telling two or three people to write a get and the question if they can point others to do so? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf does Gemara discuss which phrases of the husband are instructions to write and deliver a get? That's on daf Samachay. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss what the halacha is if shluchim who are told to give a get instruct a sofer to write the get, but they sign it? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that one says shalom only once to an idolater for darchi shalom? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have a case where neither the husband, the third party, nor the wife who said she lost the get are believed? That's on daf Samach Dalet. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn a man can be a shaliach l'kabbalah and a woman can be a shaliach l'halacha? That's on daf Samach Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.